Conditional sentences in Kri grammar. Dieci Kempos Goldames. Universide Adiata Karma. Copiapo, Chile. Email, dieci.kempos@utta.cl. Yeviera 8 da Santander. Universidad de Chile. Santiago, Chile. Email, j.sat.u.achile.cl. Nicolas Diaz Vera. Universidad de Atacama. Copiapo, Chile. Email, nicolas.diaz@utta.cl. Abstract, the increasing interest in Creole languages has heightened the need for grammar descriptions of them. Sierra 1 Creole, an English-derived Creole, is not an exception. However, the research regarding this language has tended to focus on the semantic area rather than on syntax. There is little grammar description available on Creole, and with respect to conditionals, no work has been done. The aim of this paper is to analyze the actual interrelation of the components in Creole conditional sentences as well as to determine the importance of tense, aspect and mood, TAM, markers in these syntactic constructions. The results of the research described here show that conditionals in Creole are made up of two constituents and that markers do account for tense. These results may contribute to the emerging development of Creole grammar use. Keywords: Creole, English Creole, conditional sentences in Creole. 1. Introduction. Much is already known about Creole, the Creole language spoken as a lingua franca across the West African nation of Sierra Leone, but some particulars of its grammatical structure remain less well documented. The purpose of this article is therefore to report on one particular grammatical function, conditional sentences, which have been largely absent from published descriptions of the language. In this article, we review the literature in the field, beginning with an elaboration on Creole, its origins, its subvarieties, its status in Sierra Leone and a general description of this language. In addition, the section closes with a review of conditionals, their components and basic categories. We then describe the data collection and analysis methods, including a pedagogically inspired elicitation activity, and present the results obtained after analyzing data on conditionals in the Creole language. The study identifies the role of TAM markers, tense, aspect and mood, and addresses the distinction between the words if and when in conditional sentences. Finally, we focus on the order of the clauses and the possible difference in their connotation in the Creole language. The conclusion considers the role of markers as structure components and their impact in the description of Creole as well as the contribution of this study's unique methods for eliciting language data. 2. Literature Review. 2.1. Sierra Leone and Creole. Sierra Leone is a small country situated on the West African coast. The indigenous population is made up of 18 different ethnic groups, each with its own language. The largest groups are the Tem in the north and the Mende in the south. Huber, 2000, stated that this nation was founded in 1787 by the Sierra Leone Company. The capital city, Freetown, became the settlement for freed slaves who came from the United States, Nova Scotia, and Great Britain. These liberated slaves constituted a new ethnic group, the Creoles. Their language, Creole, became the lingua franca due to historical reasons. Creole was hardly integrated with the indigenous people. Since Creoles were employed increasingly as domestic servants in Freetown, these liberated Africans assimilated some aspects of the colonial British lifestyle. Similarly, the emergence of Creole society was strongly influenced by colonial rule. Freetown became the center of socio-economic life in the 18th century. Because the concentration of social and economic facilities remained in Freetown, many non-Creole speakers moved from the provinces to the capital city for work. In this sense, speaking Creole was compulsory and reduplication of English's lingua franca, Nordlander Y. Shrington, 2003, same as reduplication in pidgins, Creole and other contact languages, Kellenberg, 2004. As a consequence, people with different ethnic backgrounds learned this language and took it home when they returned to their provinces. Nowadays, many Sierra Leoneans of mixed heritage who have grown up in the cities, and who are not ethnic Creoles, also speak Creole as their native language. Therefore, because of the influence of the Creoles in the colonial period, their language has become the lingua franca among all the tribes in Sierra Leone. Sangiva, 1987, Kuma, 2015, Jenkins, 2009. The concept lingua franca was defined by UNESCO, 1953. 46, as a language which is used habitually by people whose mother tongues are different in order to facilitate communication between them. As mentioned before, Kri is used as the national lingua franca in Sierra Leone. It is, however, the native language of just 10% of the population of the country who live mostly in the western area of the peninsula. To the rest of the residents, Kri is our second language since their mother tongue is one of the other Sierra Leonean languages. Kri has been associated with other English-based creoles in West Africa, namely Cameroon Pidgin English and Ghanaian Pidgin English, since Kri shares its historical background and linguistic characteristics with these two pidgins. According to YACPA, 2016, Kri has a recognized level of prestige since it is the only English-based creole taught as a subject at schools. January 2, 2001. Origins of Sierra Leone Kri. The origins of Kri are highly debatable. Since Kri has a rich history of contact with other West African languages, some linguists have argued that Kri descended from an original West African creole, although it might well have been the offshoot of the Guinea Coast Creole English, GCC. Hancock, 1986, 1987, 1980, states that even before the transatlantic slave trade, the original core creole came into existence along the Upper Guinea coast in West Africa in the 1600s. He supports his view with evidence, written certificates from that period which reported intermarriages between Europeans and Africans. According to Hancock's view, the offspring from these unions, called mulattoes, would have been the first Creole speakers. Another perspective about the context leading to the emergence of Kri bases its argument on the resettlement of the rescued and repatriated freed slaves who came from the Americas. Huber, 2278, notes that the recaptures could very well have dominated the linguistic scene in 19th century Sierra Leone by swamping any other variety that may have developed in the years prior to their arrival. January 2, 2002. Subvarieties. The spread of Kri in the country accounts for varieties of this language. According to Kettridge and Merines, 2003, Thoan Kri is the variant spoken in West Sierra Leone, Free Thoan. It is the mother tongue of the residents of the western areas and some non-native speakers who have stayed a long period of time in Free Thoan. Upline Kri refers to the Kri spoken by the people who speak it as a second language in the provinces. January 2, 2003. Description of the language. The lexical source of Kri is English. According to Jones, 1971, 1990, about 4/5 of the Colonel vocabulary is derived from English. The following sections provide an overview of what is already known about the Kri language as a foundation for interpreting the results from our study. 2, 1, 3, 1. Syntax. Awuja, 2015, stated that the structure of a simple Kri statement is noun plus verb. The sentence can be extended to refer the various functional positions in Kri: da, teacher, kem, the, dead teacher, nem sing come, pst sing, the teacher came, da, teacher, bin, kem, yestate, the, dead teacher, nem sing ipf, come, pst sing yesterday, adverb, the teacher came yesterday, da, vex, teacher, bin, kem, the, dead big, edge teacher, nem sing ipf, come, pst sing. The big teacher came yesterday. Negative statements are achieved by preceding the particle no before the verb, no kem. In Kri, nouns and verbs of the same concept are usually alike. This is because this language borrows concepts rather than words from English. For example, the word sing in English is a verb. In Kri, sing occurs as a verb and as a nominal, a, lek, dis, sing, we, I, d. Sing. I. One sing like. PRS sing e. Dead song. Sing preg. Three sing pro sing. Inf. I like the song which he is singing. Other features of Kri include lack of inversion in questions 1. Besides, the linking verb to be does not occur usually. Na sani. EU. D. Go. Where. Adverb. You. To sing pro. Go. Inf. Where are you going? A. Read I. I. One sing ready. ADJ. I am ready. Kri has an impressive ability to adapt borrowings to fulfill grammatical needs. In this sense, freestanding units needed to indicate function and meaning. Finney, 2008, proposed that since Krewe lacks inflectional markers, like s, ed and, in English, separate words are used instead, dem, plural marker, and in, possessive marker. Besides, he reports that the verb be is often omitted in linking positions. Other characteristics he describes are no inversion when asking questions, like of articles and double negatives. 2, 1, 3, 4. Tense. According to Biermann, 2016, in Krewe, tense is indicated by means of TAM markers. These particles are situated immediately before verb forms. Nevertheless, it is paramount to take into account the distinction between stative and non-stative verbs in order to interpret correctly the tense implied by the marker. The markers in Krewe are: a stative verb is one which asserts that one of its arguments has a particular property, possibly in relation to its other arguments. Statives differ from non-stative verbs in that they are static. They have no duration and no distinguished endpoint. Non-stative verbs are defined as continued or progressive actions on the part of the subject. They have duration, that is, they occur over time. 2, 1, 3, 4, 1. Present tense. D. A. D. Fred. Jew. I. One sing pro. Afraid. Prsenu. Two sing ek. I am afraid of you. D indicates progressive present tense in combination with non-stative verbs. It refers to a continuous process. In contrast, present tense for stative verbs is indicated by no external marking on the verb. This is because stative verbs cannot occur with the aspect marker, Gemma, 1995, Nordlander, 1997, also states that the present moment in Krewe is expressed by D giving this particle the function of a tense and the imperfection of aspect marker. Punctual verbs are treated differently regarding TAM markers. In the following example situation, the boy asks, "Why do we eat?" The mom replies, "If we know it, we die." As can be seen, there is no D marker in this sentence. This is because the verb die, to die, does not have any temporal duration, no period of time is involved in it. According to this description, to die is a punctual verb. We can assume that punctual verbs are not marked in Krewe language since they are defined as momentary or transitional. However, we asked our informant whether the verb die could be preceded by a marker in any situation. He claimed that the only one that he could picture in his mind would be the following: a terminally ill person in bed asking for his or her last wish to his or her relatives, he or she would say "Die dina." I am dying now. In this kind of scenario, the person is going through the process of dying piecemeal, little by little, and is a continuous event. Time is involved in this action, thus, the particle D is used as imperfection of marking in order to limit or slow down the event in some way or the other. In other words, it would be adequate and necessary to use D before a punctual verb to provide it with the property of duration. This assumption is akin to Nordlander, 1997:8. The use of D resembles that of English when a stative verb receives progressive slash imperfection of marking, often in order to restrict situations. Nordlander, 1997, further remarks that sentences in the indicative mood are not marked because they are in the rilis. Of these two moods, rilis is in the majority of cases seen as the unmarked choice, since it has not overt marking in English and Krewe, whereas irilis is usually the marked choice. 2, 1, 3, 4, 2. Future tense. Go. A. Go. Ret. I. One sing. Foot. Right. Inf. I will write. Eldred Jones, 1971-1990, claims that in Krewe, the most common way of marking future is by means of go. In other words, go is related to future probability, which is neutral when it is used very frequently. Another interesting feature related to go is described by Nordlander, 1997, who argues that this marker shares a semantic duality with kin, ability marker, and foro, perfective marker. Awuja, 2015, proposes that go as a future marker implies a low tone. Otherwise, when go is in high tone, it serves as a verb in the past. Jones, 1971-1990, stated that in some cases, go provides the verbs with the irilis future probability, moot, but in other cases, it has a modal meaning, volition. In other words, go is a marker of mood that marks the irilis. Quote audio. Mood describes the relationship of a verb with reality and intent. Realist mood indicate that something is actually the case, or actually not the case, whereas irrealist indicates that a certain situation or action is not known to have happened as the speaker is talking. Besides, Bierman, 2015, agrees that commonly when a situation is marked with go, it will be accounted for as a prediction of a future event, that is, the accomplishment of the action is regarded as likely to happen. 2, 1, 3, 4, 3. Past tense, bin. Inquire, past tense marking adheres to the stative-non-stative verb distinction postulated by Bickerton, 1974. For non-stative or active verbs, past tense occurs on two levels, as simple past tense and as remote past. Simple past tense bears no morphological marking. The form and meaning of the remote past tense is indicated with the marker bin. Oishua, 2015, claimed that the meaning of this particle with non-stative verbs indicates remote past when used in a sequence of events before the moment of speaking. When bin is used with stative verbs, it expresses only simple past time. A. Bin. No. S. E. E. U. Bin. G. I. One sing it. No. Inf can do. Two sing it. Gipf. Good. Edge. I knew that you were good. God. Iden piking. So E. U. Nemno, go die. God, SBJ gave, edge children, PLEC, you, to sing ek name, nem sing no, neck foot die, inf. God gave them children so your name will not die. Furthermore, Nordlander, 1997, states that Creole speakers insert the particle bin in order to shift the time of the event back to a point which occurs before the actual instant of reference. 2, 1, 3, 4. Perfect tense, dom. A. Bin. Dom. Ret. I. One sing it. P.R.F. Right. Inf. I have written. Don is a particle that indicates perfective tense. Given, 1982, argues that don is an incipient perfect marker in Kru. However, Nordlander, 1977, has postulated that don does not act as a tense past marker nor as a perfective aspect. The grammatical aspect of a verb defines the temporal flow in the described event or state marker because it can be combined with both anterior tense and imperfective markers. In addition, he states that in combination with bin, don specifies the degree or level of past time in which the action was perfected. Deitchkov, 1976, stated that don could be considered a cognate to the English past participle done. 2, 1, 3, 5. Marker, fo. A bin, fo. Don, ret. I, one sing it, pf, aux, pf, right, inf. I ought to have written or I would have written. Yakpa, 2016, states that this particle has uses. It is treated as a preposition, as a complementizer, and is modal auxiliary. According to Jones, 1990, Williams, 1971, and Van de Vat, 2006, the literature on this subject postulates that if a verb is preceded by the particle for in general, it corresponds to different senses of should which operate in the irrealist modality. These different interpretations of foro may imply compulsoriness, suggestion, planned future, supposition and the passive meaning. However, Jones debates the previous assumption since he claims he has found foro should in the realist modality because it has been part of a construction in which the actions actually took place. In a profound interpretation, foro has a did connotation. 2, 1, 3, 4, 6. Marker, kin. A. Kimret. I. One sing aux, write, inf. I can write. This particle is an irrealist marker which is normally related to ability. In other words, kin conveys two purposes, namely a modal which expresses habituality and marking in Kru verbs for irrealists. This duality is supported by Given, 1995, who claims there seems a strong affinity between the concepts of irrealist and habituality. It is possible to view habits, not as recurring events asserted in time, realist, Butte's predictions of future occurrences, based on knowledge of the past, irrealist. Despite the rich understanding of Kru grammar as described in the above sections, little is known about how conditionals are structured. The current study examines conditionals in detail through both interviews and the use of cards to elicit information. We analyze Kru conditionals using the formal traditional terminology. Assuming that Kri is an English-based Creole, this distinction would be useful in order to identify the representative time reference of the clause. Dempsey Jewett and Sweet X's 1996 concept of domains further allowed us to consider issues of epistemic interpretation. Three different methodological activities were performed in three interviews to obtain actual conditional sentences. A. In the first interview, the informant was given a list of 8 sentences written in English, 0, 1st, 2nd and 3rd conditional, and asked to translate them into Kri. B. In the second interview, the informant was presented some of the sentences which he had translated before and asked to describe the situations in which they might take place. This activity led to his recounting of several anecdotes which allowed for additional interpretive information about usage. C. In the third interview, the interviewers presented a card game to the subject to find out whether the order of the protasis and apodosis in the sentence influences the meaning. In one of the cards, the sentences started with the protasis and in the other, they started the other way around, so the informant had to express differences in meaning. Using the same method explained before, the informant stated whether an if sentence was identical to a when sentence. Whenever he defined them as being different, he was asked to provide example situations to illustrate the dissimilarity. In order to understand tensing Kri, the second activity was divided into two parts. In the first section, the use of markers with a dynamic verb were examined, and in the second section, those with a static verb. The informant was given pieces of paper of two different colors in both parts of the activity. In the first part, the yellow papers were a subject, A equals I, a verb, I equals give, an indirect object, joy equals you, a direct object, bread equals bread, and some temporal adverbials, yesterday equals yesterday, tide equals today, and tomorrow equals tomorrow. The blue pieces of paper had one of the tense markers, bin, di, go, foro, don written on them. The informant had to form, if possible, a correct sentence and indicate an example situation for it. 2.2. Conditionals. According to Witt Spicker, 1997, a core class of conditionals can be identified in all languages since the particle if is a universal human concept, lexicalized and grammaticalized in all languages. Conditionals such as if then statements are used to talk about possible or imaginary situations. More precisely, conditionals are statements that say if one thing happens, another will follow. Conditionals are represented as PQ, the stands for implies. The P symbolizes the protasis. The antecedent, also called the hypothesis, the antecedent or the problem, is the first part of the conditional. This is the part where something is stated as possible to happen. Accordingly, the Q stands for the apodosis. The consequent, also known as the conclusion or the answer, is the then part of the if-then statement. This is the constituent where something takes place because it might have happened or possibly existed before. Therefore, in an if-then statement, each part is a complete clause. Together it constitutes the order of a conditional. This will be explained in detail below. Weyth, 1997, refers to three different terminologies for describing conditionals. First, the semiotic terminology postulated by Leach and Savatvik in 1975. This approach distinguishes between open conditions, if today is sunny, I will go to the beach, and hypothetical conditions, if I had won the lottery, she would have married me. The second approach to classify conditionals was used by Dempsey Jewett and Switzer in 1996 and Ekam in 2005, who established three different domains. The content domain, if today is sunny, I will go to the beach, the epistemic domain, if she sold her house, then the prices went up / must have gone up, and the speech act domain, if you don't care getting less money, you can sell your house to that guy. Finally, the third terminology to describe conditionals is called the formal traditional approach, used in English as a second language. We want to include this information somewhere in here to justify the value of this study, since the informant stories about when certain structures are used, which is what makes this research add to what Nordlander has already done. Weyth, 1997, also stated that it's important to determine the level of certainty and probability relative to the speaker, particularly whether the outcome can be deduced from established facts or must be hypothesized based on knowledge of the person or culture. This classification of the formal traditional approach is in agreement with Murphy's 2014 definition and differentiation on conditionals and is organized as follows. February 2, 2001. Present factual conditionals, zero conditional. Ikan, 2005, claimed that this conditional is a structure used for talking about general truths or scientific facts, things which always happen under certain conditions. In other words, the zero conditional is used for actions that are always true when the conditions are met. It consists of two clauses, an if clause and a main clause. For example, when the if clause comes first, a comma is usually used. When the if clause comes second, there is no need for a comma. The present factual conditionals are made up by simple present tense in both clauses. Examples: phosphorus burns if you expose it to air. If you put salt to the tomato salad, it tastes better. February 2, 2002. Future factual conditionals, first conditional. The first conditional is used for future actions dependent on the result of another future action or event, where there is a reasonable possibility of the conditions for the action to be satisfied. Therefore, it connects to future actions, where one must take place before the second is possible. In this type of conditional, the protasis can be used with different present forms to talk about the possible future condition, whereas the apodosis can contain will, going to and other modal verbs such as can and must to talk about the possible future result. The important feature about future factual conditionals is that there is a real possibility that the condition will happen. Examples: I am fly into the Netherlands. I'll give you a ring if I can find a phone. If he is feeling better, he will be at your party tomorrow. February 2, 2003. Present unreal conditionals, second conditional. In order to state an event that is unlikely or impossible, the second conditional is used. It refers to imaginary situations, where something different from what is really the case is imagined. The present unreal conditional is also used to talk about things that are unlikely to happen, as the condition is unlikely to be met. This form may refer to present or future time. The speaker can refer to a present situation and imagine a result that is different from the reality, or on the other hand, he may imagine a particular condition in the future and the result of it. However, what matters is that the speaker, by using this conditional, makes clear that there is not a real possibility or that it is a hypothetical situation that this condition will happen or might occur. This second type of conditional is made up by two clauses, in which the protasis is stated in past simple while the apodosis contains the auxiliary would and the base verb form. It is also possible to use might and could instead of would. Examples: if I knew her number, I would call her for her birthday. But I don't, so I haven't called. If we hired a lawyer, we would recover our debts easily equals possibility. February 2, 2004. Past unreal conditionals, third conditional. This type of conditional refers to an unreal situation in the past. It is related to something that did not happen, though maybe it was once an option. In other words, the past unreal conditional concerns only past situations with hypothetical results. It describes what someone would have done differently or how something could have happened differently if circumstances had been different. Therefore, it is frequently used to talk about imaginary situations that took place in the past. The third conditional in English is formed by the use of the past perfect in the if clause followed by a comma, would have on the past participle in the result clause. Might and could instead of would are also possible. If I had known her number, I would have called her for her birthday. 3. Research questions. To address the limited knowledge of conditional structure and usage in Sierra 1 Korea, this study therefore asks the following questions. A. How are conditional sentences structured in Sierra 1 Korea? B. To what extent does this structure reflect that of English, and to what extent does it differ? C. How does a Korea native speaker explain conditional usage? 4. Descriptive results. Based on the literature, we expected that conditionals in Korea were made up of two constituents: the protasis and the apodosis. Another assumption was related to the difference between if and when. If implies a condition and we is used if the previous sentence is an inquiry that starts with the word istm, when in question constructions, it is focused on frequency. Supported by the theoretical background, we expected that when expressing factual or logical implications, Korean speakers use the markedy and the apodosis. In addition, regarding conditionals of facts in the future, we expected that Creole speakers use the marker going the apodosis in order to state what would happen if certain circumstances prevail. With respect to conditionals of speculation about present or future time, this work argues that Creole speakers use the marker bin in the protasis and the marker going the apodosis when referring to conditions of speculation or when they consider hypothetical situations in the present or the future. Finally, to express hypothetical events which look back to past situations and speculate about a completely distinct result, this study hypothesizes that Creole speakers might use the marker's bin, fodon both in the protasis and in the apodosis. 5. Methodology. 5.1. Informant. The informant of this study is a Creole native speaker who was living in Utrecht, the Netherlands. Born in 1987 in Frithoudown, Sierra One, he learned English, the official language of the country, at school and speaks it fluently. In 2006 he left Sierra One to join his family, who are political refugees in the Netherlands. He still uses Creole on a daily basis with his family and friends, so Creole is his L1. At the time of the interview, the informant was 18 years old and a high school student. He was chosen as a subject because of his interest in participating and willingness to collaborate in this study. 5.2. Data analysis. Across the three interviews, 60 conditional sentences were elicited and were analyzed in this study. In other words, through three interviews, 60 conditional sentences were able to be isolated. Quantitative and qualitative analysis involved counting the informant's use of different particles and classifying them according to their use in the four types of conditionals and their placement in the protasis or apodosis of the sentence. Qualitative analysis of each type of conditional drew on the informant's enhanced explanations and examples to determine appropriate usage and structural rules. Results are presented illustrating each type of conditional. 6. Results. 6.1. Conditionals in Creole language. A quantitative account on Creole tense markers can be found in Table 1. Table 1. Use of Creole tense markers in conditionals. 0 conditionals. Marker. D. Apodosis. 1. Second conditionals. Marker. Protasis. 2. Apodosis. 2. 0 conditionals. Marker. Kin. Apodosis. 2. First conditionals. Marker. Kin. Apodosis. 1. Second conditionals. Marker. Kin. Apodosis. 1. Third conditionals. Marker. Kin. Protasis. 4. 0 conditionals. Marker. Go. Apodosis. 8. First conditionals. Marker. Go. Apodosis. 11. Second conditionals. Marker. Go. Apodosis. 5. Third conditionals. Marker. Go. Protasis. 8. Second conditionals. Marker. Bin. Protasis. 4. Second conditionals. Marker. Bin fodon. Apodosis. 6. Third conditionals. Marker. Bin fodon. Apodosis. 12. 0 conditionals. Marker. No marker. Protasis. 13. First conditionals. Marker. No marker. Protasis. 12. Second conditionals. Marker. No marker. Protasis. 4. 0 conditionals. Marker. Total. Protasis. 13. Apodosis. 13. First conditionals. Marker. Total. Protasis. 12. Apodosis. 12. Second conditionals. Marker. Total. Protasis. 12. Apodosis. 12. Third conditionals. Marker. Total. Protasis. 12. Apodosis. 12. Note the numbers represent the times that the markers were used by the speaker in the clause. January 6, 2001. Present factual conditionals, 0 conditional. The present factual conditional is used in order to express scientific principles, habits and real facts. To express factual or logical implications, Creole speakers use the markers D, go and kin on the apodosis. The protasis is made up of a conditional word, a subject, a verb or adverbial verb, and a complement. While analyzing the sample, we noted that there is no actual evidence of any marker in the protasis. As was stated earlier, this lack of marker is because these sentences are inflected indicatively, so no marker is needed. Most of the verbs in the apodosis sentence were marked, 11 out of 13 verbs. They consist of a subject, a preceding particle and a verb. Among them, 8 sentences use the marker go, 1 the marker d, and 2 use kin. When analyzing the go particle in the sample, it was found out that in some of the sentences, this marker acts only as an immediate future auxiliary. This assumption is contrasted with the duality of the marker go, auxiliary, euless marker, discussed in other literature. For example, in the sentence if me mama dem drink coffee, dem et go add if my parents drink coffee, they get a headache, or in if the oven warm pes mac, de et go ben if the oven is too hot, the food burns. Two objective events are declared. Factual statements are made. In both sentences, the speaker refers to a situation that is actually the case. Therefore, it is realis. As a conclusion, we can state that go does not always imply double property in conditionals of fact. It may only function as our modal marker. As regards kin, we may state that this particle acts both as a modal of habituality and as an illness marker. As an illustration of this, in Me Dog King Gladiwia Kemnara S. My dog is happy when I come home. Kin expresses an action based on knowledge of the past. Besides, it indicates habituality. It may last for or is repeated over an extended duration. On the other hand, in Nitam Rain Kim, Digim King cancel when it rains the matches cancel King reflects illness mood since it acts as a projection for the future which is made by extrapolating past observations. In relation to the marker D, it may be stated that this particle behaves as present progressive tense in conditionals. There are cases where the lack of markers indicate that action that is not frequent but one at a particular time. In the example, are it we are hungry I eat when I am hungry, the speaker did not use the marker D in order to indicate firmly specific time. The informant explained during an interview that in a conversation, two Creole speakers are talking about their arrears of rent. One of them claims that in spite of the fact he has not paid yet, he is not a debtor, because he is going to pay as soon as he gets the money. So, in his defense he says, ad pay it for able, literal translation equals I am paying if I am able. The action of the word pay is kept on going. It is the way in which the speaker can demonstrate that not paying in time is not a dishonesty issue but a temporal state, due to his lack of funding. As discussed earlier, D expresses an ongoing action when combined with non-stative verbs. Punctual verbs bear no marker when indicating present time. This can be seen in the following example situation provided by the informant. At dinner time, a mother is commanding her child to eat his meal. As he is reluctant to do so, the boy asks, "Why do we eat?" And the mother replies, "If we know it, we die." As it can be seen, there is no D marker in this sentence. This is because the verb die to die does not have any temporal duration, no period of time is involved in it. According to this description, to die is a punctual verb. We can assume that punctual verbs are not marked in Creole language since they are defined as momentary or transitional. They would not be consistent with the continuous or duration characteristic of the marker D indicating in which period of time is implicated. 6.2 Future Factual Conditionals, First Conditional. In Creole, to express the probability of an action to happen if or condition takes place, its speakers use the marker go and kin in the apodosis. The protasis has the same composition as seen in the present factual conditionals. There is no overt marking, either, because of the indicative tense inflection. In relation to the apodosis, 12 out of 13 sentences were marked. Kin preceded just one verb whereas 11 actions were inflected by the particle go. The marker go has the same function in conditional sentences, it expresses future tense and illness aspect. In the example if you call me later, a go a die of as if you call me later, I will give you the address, the speaker expresses the condition for an event to happen, it is important to note that he uses the word later later in the protasis in order to indicate futurity from the moment in time the speaker has chosen as point of reference. The particle go marks the verb in, give, in order to imply an event as not having happened yet but expected to in the future. Another property provided by go to this verb is the irrelis mood since the situation is not known to have happened as the speaker is talking. At primary school, the teacher is talking about the importance of taking care of the plants. She tells the kids how important it is to water the plants regularly. To make this point clear, she says if you know where to de plants, de go die. In addition to providing emphasis to the serious consequence, the particle goes used as a preverbal tense marker in the protasis in order to state a factual and logical implication in present tense. In a linear conception of time, the future is the time linear that has yet to occur. When it comes to conditionals in quo with future results, the consequences are indicated by the marker go. As an example, our informant explained a situation in which early one morning, two fellow workers are giving pieces of advice to a new colleague. They explain that punctuality is a big issue for some bosses but not for others. For example, the account manager checks the arrival time of his secretary every day. Since the financial reports are sent before 9:30, he needs her to type them. They said, if I let Fio go walk, Imbo's gov eggs if the secretary is late for work, her boss will be angry. This in contrast to their boss who does not have morning deadlines. It seems that these two fellow workers have seen that the account manager angry because of the delay before that conversation, therefore they are positive about what will happen if the secretary will not arrive on time. The particle go preceding the adjective vex in this situation is used to describe what these speakers think will happen in the future. Commonly when the situation is marked with go, it will be accounted for as a prediction of a future event, that is, the accomplishment of the action is regarded as likely to happen. However, the lexical content of the analyzed sentence provides the additional meaning which corresponds to the modal auxiliary will in English. In other words, go is related to future probability, which is neutral as it is used very frequently. In the question which in you go do it rain Kim? What will you do if it rains? The aim of this question is to find out what will happen if a certain circumstance occurs, rain. Hence it could be deduced that go has a future implication and an irrelevant mood. 6.3 Present unreal conditionals, second conditional. The present unreal is used to talk about the present time, life today, right now, but imagining, or wishing, something that is untrue. In quo, when referring to conditions of speculation which consider hypothetical situations in the present or the future, speakers might use the marker bin in the protasis, and the marker go in the apodosis. The order of the protasis is structured as follows. A conditional word, a subject, a TAM marker, a verb and a complement. A considerable variation in the use of markers is perceived since only 4 out of 12 clauses were marked by the particle bin. On the other hand, two sentences use the marker do whereas two conditional clauses were marked by the combination bin for don. In contrast, four sentences were not marked by any particle. In the sentence if see bin get black hair, I bin for don look different if Sarah had black hair, she would look different. The particle bin is used as a simple past marker in the protasis. This assumption is consistent with the description of this marker since for some static verbs bin seems compulsory for stating past time reference for many speakers. Two sentences use D marking in the conditional clause. As it can be noted from the example I go get work if I D wake quick he could get a job if he woke up earlier wake is preceded by this particle which, as stated before, implicates present continuous tense and imperfection aspect. In spite of the fact that the given situation was presented to him as hypothetical, the speaker assumed it as a present factual conditional. In Nivana sell me moved K, a no-go still get daimonia want if I sold my car, I would not get much money for it. There is no marker in the protasis. This could be the result of the fact that this sentence is described as an indicative one, therefore no marker is required. The result clause of the present unreal conditionals is made up by a subject, a compound particle, a verb and a complement. In this type of conditionals, the verb may be marked in three different ways, bin fod on, sent plus go and kin. To start, 6 out of 13 clauses use bin fod on before the verb. As it can be seen in the result conditional if a bin get in, a bin fod on go with you if I had time, I would go with you bin fod on precedes go in order to imply the unreal result from an imaginary condition. Based on the literature, the literal translation of the apodosis into English would be I would have written, consistent with the structure of the past unreal result clause in this language. The particle bin modifies both the protasis and the apodosis in this conditional. However, in the following example situation, the discussion will be centered in the result clause. It is important to note that been behaves differently when combined with fod on in hypothetical conditionals. The particle foro provides earless mood, so if the hypothetical result clause uses been fod on, the been in the hypothetical protasis becomes earless as well. There is no need to distinguish tense in a hypothetical. Once the event is hypothetical, it does not have a time and the distinction between stative and non-stative verbs is not needed. Two foreigners are talking about pets in their countries. One of them remembers his dog Yolo that had to be given to a neighbor before going abroad. When asked if the dog would recognize him if he went back, he replies, "Me dog bin fod on gladiator bin don kem go nara s." My dog would have been happy if I had come home. The combination bin fod on is consistent with what was mentioned in Chapter 3. By using bin don before a verb, it expresses the idea that an event occurred before another action in the past or that something happened before a specific time in the anterior time, if a bin don kem go nara s equals if I had come home. To indicate future speculation, two verbs were marked by the combination sentem plus subject plus go plus verb. The word sentem may be translated in English into sometimes. However, the informant defines this word in two ways closely connected. First as the adverb maybe and the second, when combined with the marker go, as the modal might in English. In the example, if we no diet, sent we go die, if we did not eat, we could die, it may be interpreted that the speaker used this combination in order to speculate about the future. As the particle go only implicates future tense, there is need of an adverb to refer to results about conditions of speculation which consider hypothetical events in the present or the future. To express predictability, the marker kin was used. One verb was preceded by this particle. In if you put salt, it is kin beat if you had put salt, it would have tasted better. As it can be noted, this marker indicates the notion of possibility. However, in this speaker's speech, kin seems to assume another role as well, to convey future tense, since it retains the same interpretation as replaced by the actual future tense marker go. In fact, when the same sentence was said as a future fact conditional, the participant marked the verbs with kin too. 6.4 Past unreal conditionals, third conditional. To express hypothetical events which look back to past situations and speculate about a completely distinct result, critical speakers use the markers bin, fod on both in the protasis and in the apodosis. Bin was used only in the protasis as verb marking. 4 out of 12 conditional clauses were marked by this particle. Because of the fact that this conditional takes place in a hypothetical context, the particle foro present in the result clause already indicates earless mood both in the protasis as in the apodosis. 8 conditional clauses were similar in terms of composition. In the example, if a bin fod on studied beat beat 1, a bin fod on passed I exam, if I had studied harder, I would have passed the exam, the protasis is composed in the same way as the apodosis. The combination bin fod on marked these verbs. This finding is not consistent with the protasis structure in English, which is composed by past pluperfect. This is because in Korea, since the event is hypothetical, there is no time. In other words, there is no tense. However, the composition of the apodosis is similar to its English version. The anterior marker co-occurs with the earless particle foro plus the perfect marker don, conveying a perfect conditional sense. 6.5 we/if. Using two cards, one with a conditional sentence with we as the conditional word, and the other with the same sentence but with if, the informant had to state whether he perceived differences in meaning and, if so, whether he would use these two conditional clauses in other contexts. The informant claimed that if and we can be interchangeable when the statement of the conditional clause is a fact or a general issue. Example: if you put salt, die, tis, go beat. Kend, you. To sing nem put, inf salt, ex singi, de taste, sing foot better, edge. If you put salt, the taste gets better. When you put salt, die, tis, go beat. Kend, you, to sing nem put, inf salt, ex sing, the, de taste, sing foot better, edge. When you put salt, the taste gets better. He also states that both if and we mean the same when they are used in the sense of whenever. Example: I eat, we are angry, she eats when she is hungry. Two people are discussing someone else's eating disorder. One of them asks the other, why is she not eating? Showing an angry and negative attitude says, I eat, we are angry. I eat, if I angry, she eats if she is hungry. The father is worried about his baby. He asks his wife why he is not eating. The wife says he doesn't have to worry because I eat if I'm angry as babies do. After analyzing other examples, the informant claimed that if and we can be used differently when it comes to certainty. He argues that he would use we in a definite situation whereas if would be proper when he is skeptical about the situation. Therefore, it may be stated that in Korea, if is used for something that, according to the speaker, might happen and we is used for something that, according to the speaker, will happen. Example. Which injury you go do it rain Kim? What will you do if it rains? The informant provided the following context situation. The mother is watching TV while talking to her son. He tells her that he has to leave in half an hour to the gym, so the mother says to him which injury you go do it rain Kim? She argued that it would be wise to take an umbrella in case it rains, since the weather said that it might happen, in spite of the fact that the sun was shining at the moment. Which injury you go do we rain Kim? What will you do when it rains? In the same scenario described previously, the mother stands up and gives an umbrella to her son. As he rejects it, the mother says, which injury you go do we rain Kim? She claims that it is rainy season, clouds are dark and that rain had been predicted, that the weatherman said there was going to be rain. 6.6 Order. As was stated in the methodology description, cards were used to find out whether the order of the protasis and apodosis in the sentence influences meaning. It is important to mention that all the categories of conditionals were presented to the informant. He claimed that the order did not matter in terms of meaning, since according to him, the sentences meant the same and he would use them in the same situation. Example. Protasis, apodosis. Apodosis, protasis. If a get book, a go read. A go read if a get book. If a bin fod on get book, a bin fod on read. A bin fod on read, if a bin fod on get book. 7. Conclusions. On the basis of data analyzed, 60 conditional sentences, we can conclude that conditionals in Korea are made up of two constituents, the protasis and the apodosis. The order in which the conditional is presented, protasis-apodosis or apodosis-protasis, does not influence meaning. Regarding the difference between the conditional words if and we in Korea, it can be concluded that if is used in uncertain situations whereas we is used in a definite situation. In other words, a Korean speaker would use it when something might happen and we when the situation will happen. This is not consistent with the hypothesis presented here, which argued that if would imply a condition and we might be used if the previous sentence is an inquiry that starts with the word istum, when in question constructions. Another conclusion is related to the fact that if and we are not related to the frequency of the action in the conditional sentence. Therefore, we may suggest that if and we are distinguished in terms of certainty. When expressing factual or logical implications, we can conclude that Korean speakers use the marker D, go and kin in the apodosis. In addition, regarding conditionals of facts in the future, we may conclude that Korean speakers use the marker go and kin in the apodosis. With respect to conditionals of speculation about present or future time, this work may conclude that Korean speakers use the marker bin in the protasis and the marker go in the apodosis. To express hypothetical events which look back to past situations and speculate about a completely distinct result, we may conclude that Korean speaker use the markers bin, fod on both in the protasis and in the apodosis. With regard to the further investigations of conditionals in Sierra 1 Korea, it would also be interesting to compare the results here presented with other English-based Creoles Makeman, namely Jamaican Creole or Bislama, and perhaps to find out whether TAM markers account for tense within conditional structures as it does in Sierra 1 Korea. 8. Limitations. This study has not attempted to provide a full documentation of Korean grammar, but rather to add further understanding to one specific set of grammatical structures, conditionals. With only a single informant who had been living away from Sierra 1 for 2 years, we can only make tentative claims about these structures being representative of all Korean speakers. In addition, because the researcher did not speak Korean, she was dependent on the informant to explain the meaning of his language production. Nevertheless, what is reported above does add nuance to existing understandings of Korean grammar. 9. Future research. The elicitation methods used in this study offer a valuable contribution to the process of language documentation. Drawn from pedagogical techniques, the process of having informants use cards showing words and phrases and explain their reasoning promises an additional window into grammatical structures and metalinguistic knowledge of informants. In addition, it serves as a friendly way for informants to provide information about their language and knowledge about its rules. Further research should investigate how these techniques can be used with additional grammatical structures and in other languages. Audio note: this article was edited and adapted to audio format by the Directorate of Information Services and Libraries, CISIP, of the Universidad de Chile.